I'd like to welcome everybody to the Riverdale City Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, November 24th. To show all the commissioners are here except Commissioner Spires and Commissioner Herman. I did not see him on the chat. Is he here?
He's not here, but he will join us. I did talk to him earlier today.
Okay, well, they are excused then. Presentations and reports, Mr. Reagan.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I'm just trying to think of all the things going on. We do have quite a bit of things happening in our community. The biggest thing of note will be the old Best Buy building. We continue to advance further down that project and its demolition. I don't know the exact date, but I think it's imminent within the next couple of weeks. With the holidays, maybe it'll slow down a little bit and we won't see what happened, but you've seen they got all the fencing up around it, so it's definitely propelling forward and will be coming down. There is a future site plan for that site. Can't really say too much at this point. It hasn't even come through for a pre-application review, but it will come to the planning commission probably fairly quickly on that location. And the Raising Cane's and ancillary restaurant pads that are being prepared by AWA/DHennison, those will come to the planning commission for the December 22nd meeting. That's when they want to bring those back. There is also a conditional use component for that. As far as other things that are going on that are non-planning commission issues, but still things you'd like to know, the Crown Bedroom building that's there on Riverdale Road, there's a building permit that's been submitted and being reviewed, and it's now public information as a result for Harbor Freight Tools, which will be going into that building. So there's your first hearing of that, and I don't want to spoil too much. The mayor wants to get the word out, but that's what's going on there. And then where Pier 1 Imports is, that's now going to be a store called Five Below. I think I might have told you as a group that, but if I haven't, Five Below is going in there. So we're getting some new uses that way. Some things going on. So exciting times. As far as anything else, you know, the Riverdale Road construction project, I-15, I'm sure you all see where that's at. That's progressing our direction. There are still some things that will happen in our section of that as well in the near future as they get done that Roy Bridge section. So that's really all I have at this time. And I guess I defer back to the commission if you have questions for me or we can move on. Thank you.
I have a question. The Best Buy building that is coming down, there's other little buildings connected to it. Are they going to stay? Or are they coming down with it?
They will come down a couple weeks after it. It's kind of a two-phase demolition. They've got a tenant in there that's, I think, got a different timeline of when they can be relocated to another location within the center. And so that's going to be a little bit of a delayed demo, but it shouldn't be too long after that.
I noticed there's all kinds of blue containers out there today, so they're getting ready. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from anybody? All right, Mr. Eggins, sorry, let me get back over here. Consent items. Do any commissioners have any changes to the consent items from November 10th, 2020? Then we will move forward. Action items. Public hearing to receive and consider comments regarding a rezone request. Mr. A.
Thank you. Just as a reminder of how this typically will work in the main meeting, I can present the item to the Planning Commission prior to going into a public hearing. Then a Planning Commission can go into the public hearing to consider any public commentary, close the public hearing, and then you can have a discussion with the applicants about the merits of the consideration action, the actual action item you guys would be taking. When I say action, recommendation action, obviously not decision making, but recommendation, discussion, and then decision making thereafter. So going over the applicant's submittal as part of this public hearing and thereafter consideration, you have your pack. I'm just going to review the executive summary and a few of the items as a primer, and then clearly if you have more weighty discussion about, or you want to have more weighty discussion about some of the elements, let's save that till the main meeting. But if it's kind of like some basic details and kind of get some indication of what is what, you just want some clarification, clearly we can have those discussions during this meeting. Riverdale Living LLC is the applicant. They're represented by Josh and Dylan Yates and Matt Yates also, who joined them or has joined them online with us. Property is located at a range of property on the north side of the road from 1526 to 1580 West Long River Drive. In the zoning on its A1 and low impact transition overlay zoning. Request is for the multiple family residential R4 zoning with possibility of future development of multiple family residential development projects on this property area. Neighboring property to the north is zoned R5. Properties east are currently zoned A1 and CP3. Properties to the south are zoned with A1, and properties to the west are zoned with C3 zoning. The request is 5.67 acres of land, a longer to drive, and just off of Freeway Park Drive, removed by one ownership lot that's not part of this rezone request. And then 1500 West, again, removed by one ownership lot that's not part of this request. These properties would all be potentially affected by the property zone request. As required by city code or state code, we are required to have the public hearing, and all notice has gone out and been met and fulfilled to accommodate that public hearing notice requirement. And the property has been signed accordingly, as you'll see in your packet. Following the public hearing and the discussion in the matter, action options are obviously you can make a recommendation for approval, recommendation subject to certain requirements. You can table the matter if it's warranted to do so, or you can make a recommendation that's basically not in favor of the a request. Again, in all cases, make sure you have the appropriate findings of fact for your decision to support your recommendation to City Council so they understand your reasoning. Going down to the guidance, the ownership listing under the county records is Riverdale Living LLC for portions of the property, and then L. Leon Bolson Trust, one half et al., for the remainder portions that are part of this rezone request. Properties are currently being used as rental residences on the Bolson Trust property and a portion of the Riverdale Living properties. The remainder of the Riverdale Living properties are currently in an existing unoccupied home that's a little older, and then otherwise land that's not really being used for anything, kind of sitting currently just there as open area. Since more information relative to zoning codes affecting this request and permitted conditional uses for these zones, please reference the respective sections of the city codes noted above. So if for some reason you feel like you need to understand better the zoning, feel free to access our city website and look at that zoning either during the meeting or if we have an intermission. But if you want to research some of that to get your bearings, you can do that. Let's see, staff code. General plan guidance for this area. The general plan use for the area is currently set as residential low density in our general plan under the land use master plan element. This proposed rezone request and project concept doesn't really comply with that land use designation. So it wouldn't necessarily be supported by the land use master plan element of the Riverdale General Plan, but obviously the Planning Commission, City Council, at their discretion, can make decisions as long as they've got the good findings and such. All right. Following the executive summary, you'll see in the application a review of the area. I tried to highlight in black the area that's being requested for rezone as best I could. We may need clarification. Now, I realize in my identification of the area that there may be a little bit of a sliver to the north along the R5 that's part of this rezone. I'll have to look at my zoning map. So just know that the rezone is approximate. If there's an error on it, I can adjust it if and when it goes to City Council or if it were to come back to the Planning Commission. I just looked at it and realized there may be a little bit of a change to the north along the R5. Anyway, the application is provided in your packet, as you can see, with an explanation or an indication of what the applicant's interests are and the history of how they've arrived at this position to request this R4 rezone change. Following that and kind of an indication of the properties that are being... Yeah, see... On page 17 in your packet, there's a triangular portion up in the corner behind the R5 that I didn't include in my tracing, but that is definitely part of this rezone request as the applicant has provided it. So their map is the accurate rezone area. You can see they made a payment on page 18 in the packet, and then in page 19, you'll see the checklist regarding the public hearing notice that has been fulfilled for this rezone request, and all the items that are part of that public hearing notice are shown that BAFTA is being fulfilled to meet state code. So with that, I'll return it back over to the Planning Commission if any of you have questions for me, and go from there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Eggett. Any questions by the commission?
Okay, I don't have a question. Mr. Yates needs to shut off his microphone and get the feedback.
Yes, please mute your microphone if you're not actively talking as much as possible.
Sorry about that.
You're totally fine. You're good.
Yours is on too.
All right, discretionary items. Any commissioners having discretionary items before we adjourn to the meeting? Did everybody hear me okay? Sorry. Okay. All right, well, what time should we adjourn? Or find online?
I guess if no one has any other questions at this point, then everybody's going to get about a 20-minute break. Wow, I didn't expect that, so.
No worries, so I'll be back on about 6:25.
That's for this meeting.
All right, guys, see you soon.